Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders across North Carolina. Question to AB and Rufus. There's bipartisan legislation moving forward on a number of measures supported by the State Board of Elections. Representative David Lewis and Pricey Harrison have co-sponsored the legislation, much of it dealing with COVID-19 related matters. One top issue is absentee ballots by mail. What changes are needed in the absentee ballot program? What type of demand will we be looking at in the General Assembly? AB?
Well, one thing that I think is going to be important, in 2016, less than 5% of votes were cast by mail. So it's a very unknown process for a lot of people in North Carolina. So there's going to be a need for a lot of education if, in fact, we do want to push more people to vote by mail. And John Hood mentioned in last week's episode that a recent poll stated that there wasn't a lot of interest in voting early or voting by mail, excuse me. And I think that that is definitely true, but providing opportunities for people to be able to vote and make sure that we have clear pathways for as many people to vote as possible in a safe way is going to be really important for absentee ballot success.
Rufus, what do you make of this debate about vote by mail? Partisan or reality?
Well, it depends on who's going to benefit from it the most. I come from a part of the nation of the North Carolina up in the mountains where we've fought hard, and a few absentee ballots sometimes could make the difference between who won and who lost. And we ought to be making things easier for people to vote. I know when I was Secretary of State, I would go to these national meetings, and the whole program was centered around how do you make it easier for people to vote. And you become immediately suspicious when you get people in the legislature that want to do things that will narrow the ways in which people can vote. For instance, on the voting by absentee ballot, why should you have to have two witnesses? And at one point, we had to have a notary public. I mean, for goodness sakes, you don't even do that except in places like for wills and deeds and things that important. The right to vote is the most basic and sacred of all rights, and we ought to make it easier for people to vote no matter where they come from, what their status in life is, and we just don't do it. We want to complicate it, and for what reason is normally political.
Where is Zeno Ponder when you need him?
Oh, my goodness, Madison County.
Thank you for watching the Afterspin. More video all during the week on ncspin.com.